Hello, my friend. My name is Terry Petrovic, and welcome to the Terry Petrovic Show on the Home Business Radio Network. This is Positive Powered Radio. I'm going to give you this straight talk. Today, I want to share some wisdom with you on one of the biggest areas that I think most people struggle with. I hear it every day. I experience it almost on a daily basis from my team members and other people I talk to in the profession. And the concept that I really want to make sure you really raise your bar and your game and your skill set on is follow-ups. How do you really follow up with your prospects properly? You've probably heard it said before. The fortune is in the follow-up. Many people will do a really good job, you know, prospecting somebody, networking, building that initial relationship, give them a DVD, perhaps a brochure, a website, and they never follow up. I don't get it. Understand that everything that you did was a total waste of time and money if you don't follow up. So understand what your high payoff tasks are. Your high payoff tasks are prospecting, which I hopefully you do that relatively well, presenting using third-party tools, websites, three-way calls, and following up. And if you don't do the follow-up, all the time, all the money, all the effort in those previous steps are for naught. But you know what? I see it every day. And I think a lot of times people don't follow up because they're confused, they're unorganized. And maybe to a degree, they're concerned about being rejected. Now, let's talk a little bit about rejection. I was at a big meeting the other day, and I was doing some Q&A, and I asked the simple question, who here, by a show of hands, gets rejection? 90% of the hands went up. I said, interesting. Do you realize that if you get rejected, you're making this whole process about you as opposed to your prospect? And the stares were like, really? No. And I'm like, yeah. Here's what I have a belief of, is that our job is to expose the product and the opportunity that we have to people, and to look for people who are looking for what we have to offer. And it may or may not be a fit for them. So when you're prospecting, you create curiosity. They say, yeah, I'm a little bit interested, depending on what it is. And then you give them the presentation that tells the story. And then the next thing that you have to do is to follow up with them. Now, when you follow up with people, here's another mistake people make. So they give the information. They say, when's a good time for me to follow up? And a prospect will say, well, just call me Thursday sometime. And the distributor will say, okay, big mistake. Sometimes a prospect will say, well, call me Thursday afternoon. Big mistake. You see, you have to learn how to treat your business like a business. You need to run your business by appointment, because if you don't, you're going to create the perception, and perception is reality here, you're going to create the perception that you got plenty of time and you're not very busy. You don't want to do that. You also want to make sure that your prospect gets that you're very serious and you are a professional with your business. You value your time, and more important, you value your prospect's time. You know, it's interesting. I did some analysis one time and followed up with several of my distributors, and I typically concluded that most follow-ups aren't missed by the prospect. They're missed by the rep. Kind of weird, isn't it? It's true, though. It's true. And it's because people aren't organized. They don't treat their business like a business, and they don't set those appointments. So what I want you to do is learn from that. So whether you're a printed calendar person or a smartphone person with your appointments or just on your computer, I don't care. Just find a way to treat your business like a business and always set a specific time. Prospect says, call me Thursday. You could simply say, okay, is the morning or afternoon better for you? Afternoon, 3 o'clock or 5 o'clock? I have two openings. 5 o'clock, boom. So you have to lead your prospect. Does that make sense? So when you're following up with people, I think another big mistake people make is they'll open the conversation with, what'd you think? One of the worst questions you could ask. What'd you think? It might sound common sense and a reasonable question to ask when you're, you know, chatting with the prospect. But understand, when you say, what'd you think, human nature typically goes to the critical. And because of that, it can create a more challenging conversation and dialogue with you. So we want it to be easy. We want it to be fun. You know, we don't want you to be attached to their decision whether they're going to do this or not. I use this example, and please think of this scenario. When you're following up with people, pretend you're a server at a restaurant. And you approach a table and you say, would you like the soup of the day? We have clam chowder and minestrone. The person at the table says, no, I think I want a salad today. So in our language is, are you interested in the product? Are you interested in the business? Or are you interested in none of the above? All are perfect answers. See, if you have that philosophy that you're looking for people who are looking for what we have to offer, then it's about helping the prospect make a good decision for them. And I believe this, write this down if you can. People don't join you for two reasons. They don't understand it or they don't believe it. So your job is to help them to understand it and believe it, to help them connect the dots. So when you have that initial conversation on the follow-up, the more effective question, I believe, is, what'd you like best about what you saw? Now, some people will say the best way to start that conversation is, well, did you like the product information more or the business information more? And that's better than the what you like best, but it's kind of a little salesy, a little pushy. So when you say, you know, what you like best, they're going to lead you to the product or they're going to lead you to the business. Does that kind of make sense? And you want to honor the prospect. You know what? I hate to be sold anything. I hate pressure and I hate pushy people. And I'm sure you do too. And I'm sure your prospects do too. So treat people the way you like to be treated. So don't push people. Help them connect the dots. Give them the information so that they can see what you see in this business. Does that kind of make sense? So when you are asking the question, what'd you like best? They're going to tell you the product of the business. And then you're going to say, well, tell me more about that. Get them to explain what they like best about what they saw. And let me just pause here and say, probably in most cases when you follow up, the prospect is not going to have reviewed the information like they said they will. And I don't want to say expect it, but don't let that surprise you when somebody says, I will review it, and you call at the appointed time and they haven't. When you call somebody and they haven't reviewed the information and you sound disappointed, you actually sound desperate. It's like, oh man, I needed you to do this deal. How come you didn't do this deal? How come you didn't tell me how come you didn't do what you said you were going to do? You promised me. Now, a better approach when you call somebody and they didn't do what they said they're going to do is say, hey, you know, that's cool. I understand that life gets in the way sometimes. I know you're busy. But when do you think you can review the information for sure, for sure? Yes, I said for sure twice. What you're really doing is saying, okay, I understand life gets in the way, but if you're serious about this, when can you really, really look at this? So when you say it for sure, people will say, well, I can do it by this date and time. And when you set those appointments, put it in your calendar. And if you're not really good at following up with appointments, and if you use technology like a smartphone or a computer, set a reminder 15 minutes before to say you got to call Mary at 9 o'clock. It'll help you. And then it'll be you set a reminder 5 minutes before, and then you don't have to set reminders at all. Because you know what? Life gets in the way for you just like it does your prospects. So you ask the question, you know, what did you like best? They're going to tell you down the, take you down the product path or the business path. And understand this, and I think this is a misconception that a lot of people have. Once they get the answer to that question, they think that the prospect's going to join right then and there. In most cases, they don't. And that shouldn't surprise you either. Your goal on the first follow-up is probably to get some basic questions answered and then to give them more information. It's a process. They say, you know, it takes anywhere from 4 to 7 times exposures, if you will, before somebody is going to join your business or use your product. Understand what I said earlier. People don't join your business and use your product because they don't understand it or they don't believe it. So your job is to help them understand it and believe it, right? And that takes time. So you have to have urgency, but you also have to have patience. And what I've discovered over the past 18 years is that the serious people will go through that process in about a week's time. I will tell you, I had one of my biggest leaders that I followed up with for 9 months before she got started. And because of my relentlessness on the follow-up, and all I did is, it was not a good time for her. You know, she was busy. She actually had her own business with her husband. And it wasn't she wasn't interested. She was interested. It was just bad timing. And I always asked the prospect, you know, would you like for me to follow up with you in a couple of days or maybe a week or a month? Okay, it's not about me. It's really about you and helping you solve that problem that you mentioned to me. And then do whatever they say. And if I get frustrated with people sometimes, I'll say something like this in this pace. Mr. Prospect, I can follow up with you in 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, or 2 years. You know, it's really not about me. It's really about you. I want to help you. I want to help you solve that problem. You just tell me what's best for you. And then I pause. You see, the power of the pause is also very, very important because you have to give that person time to process what you ask them. So be patient. Give them the ability to tell you what they want. Understand that you're looking for people who are looking for what we have to offer. You're not there to pitch them or hype them or sell them. I'm telling you, if you use all the fancy schmancy sales techniques, you might get them in, but you won't keep them in. It's about educating people about the overall benefit of what we have so they'll stay in long term. That's really what you're looking for. You're looking for long-term customers and long-term business partners. So be sure you treat your business like a business. Be sure you set appointments. And remember this, if you're always early or never late when you're meeting somebody face-to-face, and if you're doing it over the phone, call them at the specific time. So my name is Terry Petrovic. I hope this has been helpful for you. Connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/fanofTerry, T-E-R-R-Y, Petrovic, P-E-T-R-O, Vic, V-I-C-K. Make it a better than terrific day and a prosperous one because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye for now.